is going through. And because of that, and the most important thing about that was that she looked nothing like me. She was older, she was white, she was like, you know what I mean? And she completely looked nothing like me. But yet somehow her story was exactly me. You know, and that was this, that's a very big part of me, big part of my story, because we very much, for me at least, I very much, there's a separation in how we feel that our stories are very unique. I felt that my story was very unique, and I felt very isolated in that, and where the only thing that I had was able to seek solace out was through the food and other addictive behaviors. And so that was like my saving grace, you know, to exist in this world and to live life the way I had been at that time, which is, and now after this journey that I've been, which is very much in survival mode. And so I realized, like, this isn't what life's supposed to be. And I sat there on the floor after getting married to what I thought was like the dream wedding, my dream life, you know, with my ex-husband at the time, and just having two kids and kind of like the house on picket fence, all of that, checking all the marks, and realizing that I was not happy, and contemplating suicide on the kitchen, the floor of the bottom of my kitchen floor, and just realizing like I was thinking about suicide again, which I have done two or three times, thankfully unsuccessfully. So, but the reason why I tell you that was because that led me to the rock bottom, feeling so miserable, and rock bottom to get myself to come back in, to come into the actual rooms of OA. And so from that point on, I could tell you about my story of where I came from, my childhood, but I think, and I don't think, but I know that most of you guys have the same childhood as I have. The neglectful or maybe abusive, you know, isolation, like always feeling kind of left out and stuff like that, or whichever, you know, the things is XYZ. It's not really the story that makes us the difference in the story that makes us eat. It's just the story alone. And so I have been in program for going on 9 to 10 years now, and it has been a really spiral of a journey. And I wish that I can say, I really wish this for my own sanity. I really wish that I can say that I was struck abstinent instantly, but I am not that person. And matter of fact, I'll probably never be that person. I'm a very much a seeker. I'm a child, and I love to get messy, and I love to seek out truth. And I just love to open Pandora's box, and you know, wherever that may lead me, it leads me. And so I was not struck abstinence. However, I did get the pink cloud and lost a tremendous amount of weight slowly on and off, you know, and I remember that, like, it felt so good. But I'll be honest, I'm an addict of all kinds. And I realized that I was using program as an addictive method, and to really feel good about myself, and not really thinking that the realms of program itself was just another way, program itself in reference to food and exercise and stuff like that, like that my addiction from food had actually transferred into other ways, meaning that I was like it got so bad to a point like where I was going to 12 steps meeting like 4 or 5 times a day, and just not really living life. And I was addicted to like these rooms, you know, and feeling better, and realizing that I was outsourcing everything and not really looking inwards to the evolution, the involution of who I really needed to see and accept. And so that led me to a whole different journey. And the reason why I say that, because in the rooms of Skivvy, we had a and I'm gonna be real right now too. During COVID, we were very much on Zoom, which what I'm very thankful for now, which is why we have this Zoom platform now. But there was a collapse in the Skivvy rooms, which very much created a divide, and that made me impossible, and not because anything with the rooms and how it got handled, but it made it impossible for me. And this is because of my body and my child and my wounds and my traumas, you know, going through the fourth step, going through therapy, all this other stuff, that I realized that that triggered me through my own childhood, and it made it impossible for me to go back into the room of skivvies, you know, and go back into these Zoom meetings and stuff like that. But so that led to having me search outside a lot. And I can really say that through that journey of searching outside through the world of like spirituality and stuff like that, like it took me on a different path. And this is going to be funny. That led me right back to the meetings. That led me right back to 12 step. And I can only say that, like, 12 step program, this program of recovery that Bill W. had created for us, that is now branched off to OA or branched off to whatever other addiction that you want to say, has been my saving grace, because I did find myself in another search of my journey that led me straight back here. And I don't know if you guys read the book, The Alchemist, but that's exactly it. It just led me right back here to the rooms. And it led me to know that the only thing that works for me is through these 12 steps, this program coming to, and it doesn't have to be exactly this room, because my body still has not, like, even being here, like, I could feel the tightness in my throat, the tightness in my chest, and like the replaying of the memories through my body. But it doesn't have to be in these exact rooms. It doesn't have to be in this exact format. But I still hold program very dearly. And there's so many other meetings that, you know, whatever it is, that it just takes time for me to realign myself with the word of program and the energy and the frequency of program. And so, but the one thing I can say that never left me was program and my connection to my sponsor, and that my rituals that I do, which is the prayer, the meditation, the reading on the awakening, the reading for OA for today, and the writing for OA for today. And so I'm actually going to read that, and it's going to really show you where my path is right now. So, September 27th, clever people seem not to feel natural pleasure of bewilderment and are always answering questions when chief relish of life is to go on asking them. Frank Moore Colby. It has been said that children are true explorers, filled with wonder, curiosity. They set forth each day on a journey of discovery, completely opening to the new, asking questions without fear or of looking stupid. In the world of grown-ups, not knowing is too often regarded as lacking intelligence. Luckily, one of the first lessons I absorbed in OA was a gut-level understanding that it was okay not to know how to manage my eating, my weight, and my life. Everyone there freely admitted that they did not know either. Since that, I have been freed of many old hang-ups, among them the idea I should have a fund of information that enables me to answer any and all questions about any and all subjects.
10 minutes.
Is that 5 minutes?
Ten.
Okay.
10 minutes.
10. How delightful it is to have a child's willingness to question, to approach the new without regard for appearances. For today, I want to be free of old patterns that stifle growth. I treat myself to the pleasure of admitting ignorance and the fun of asking questions. So the reason why I read that today is because I realize that it's not about the journey of being perfect with my food plan. It's not about the journey of losing the weight and keeping it off. It's not about the journey of coming to meetings perfectly every week and every day or whatever it is. It's not about reading and writing and reading the big book and understanding everything perfectly. And it's about this, like, childlike curiosity. Like, Is there more beyond the books? Is there more beyond the rooms? Is there more beyond this meeting? You know, because I do want to live life and I do want to live it freely and as purely as possible and childlike, to where the curiosity that I do have is okay. And I think like that, my throat closed up when I said that. And I think that because, and not I think, I know because of that somehow that conditioning that it's not okay to be childlike. It's not okay to ask questions. It's not okay to make mistakes. It's not okay to be messy. That caused me to go to the foods, to seek outside, to do all these things, to try to get these answers of what's wrong with me? Like, what's wrong with me? Like, why can't I get it? Why can't I get programmed? Why can't I keep the weight off? Why can't I do XYZ? Or why can't I be the star pupil? Like, not just in the rooms of OA, but just in the rooms of life. Like, why can't I be XYZ? Why can't I fit this like mold of like every other human being? And the truth is, I can't. Because I'm made to be me, and that goes to my name. So the every you've heard that everybody was calling me Mai, which is that's the way that I came into the room, was my name. My legal name is actually Mai, but my parents are immigrants, and my actual given name, my actual birth given name by my parents is Kimmy. And through the English language, it's switched backwards, and somehow in my birth certificate, it's listed as Mai Kim. And so I realized as a part of my journey and coming back to myself and really being childlike and being open to my heart and to open to my body, open to my spirit, is that really acknowledging that like I really needed to be myself. And I really needed to exist in this world and be seen, heard, and validated as who I am truly. And that's why I come to you today as Kimmy. Because that's what my given name is and who I am. And so, and she is very much, that's me. I'm very much playful. And somehow through this journey, it's unlocked. Like I started painting, I started like dancing, I started going to Disney. Like I went to Disney yesterday with my kids. And this is all, by the way, I say these things in reference to these experiences. They're not outer from program. They're all because of program that I get to experience these things. Because if I did not have the core foundation of the 12 steps, of the teachings of like my sponsors, of these rooms, of the fellowships, of the big book, of the all of that, I would not be able to experience life the way I'm experiencing it now. And even like yesterday, you know, I really see sometimes like how big, like how great life has become for me because of program, because the beginning steps of program, which has allowed me to search outside for who I am, to really exist in this world, not to be contained by these rooms, but to really live life as it's intended to be. You know, and to do service here to remind myself like how powerful these rooms are, you know. And so yesterday was a really powerful gift, like with my kids and with my ex-husband, to realize like I didn't have to follow the same steps as my parents. I didn't have to have this like tumultuous relationship, try to stick it through.
15 minutes.
Thank you. Try to stick it through for the kids. And then realize like, you know, but like yesterday was like me, him, like we co-parents, like my kids are so happy. They're hugging and they're loving on me. I'm not obsessed about like the food, what I'm gonna eat, what treat I was gonna get. Like I was actually present, like there with my kids for his birthday and just enjoying the time and not realizing like, why didn't my life go right? Like, why didn't my marriage go right? Why did blah, 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 blah. But here's for me, like that was the greatest gift to realize, like, I am finally living my life and what feels true to me. And that's because of these gifts. And I will say, I don't even want to say starting ground zero. The way that my program, re-entering into program and finding the really grips of the foundation of what allowed me to do this and revisiting those things has been through going to meetings, talking to my sponsor at least 2 to 3 times a week, or whenever I feel the urge to eat. And then also having a plan of eating, which for me right now is 3 meals. And that was rock bottom for me, like when I first started. And it's okay. Like for me, it's okay to restart every day. I might have a binge, I might eat whatever, and I might get set off again through because of these triggers or whatever it is. And for me, like that's okay because I'm still taking my life out of survival mode, out of all the traumas and all the XYZ stories that we can tell ourselves. And removing myself, not removing, but actually acknowledging the survival mode that that little girl had to go through, that Kimmy, which is me now, had to go through to live life, to survive through the food, isolation, addictions, whatever it is, to be here and to be here in this room right now with you guys to speak my truth, And to realize that was such a powerful gift. And I realized that through program was the only way. And so, like, my prayers to God this morning was like, God, please give me the courage and strength to do whatever it is your will is, but please make that courage and strength sweet and loving and kind and make it soft and it flows, make it simple and easy. And that plan, funny enough, that it came to me was its program. It's the simplest thing that we can ever do, yet the hardest thing, which is go to meetings, which is talk to a sponsor, do service, which is do the reading, the writing, which is just to be here in these rooms and be present, not just to be in the room, but to be present, to acknowledge the message of everything that's being given to us. But, and this is the human experience, is that like, it might take us a lifetime to do those things, those simple things. And it's okay. As long as my abstinence, my true abstinence, is to keep coming back. And that's it for me. So I appreciate Cheryl for asking me to speak and letting me be of service and how much I adore these rooms, even though I physically, it's hard for me to be on here, but I truly accept the challenge that God has placed before me, because I really feel good being here with you guys and being able to share and, being able to walk through this and knowing that no matter what I go through, that program will always be there. This 8:15 meeting, which was my first meeting, will always be there, even 10 years later, even through the tumultuous, will always be there. And that's like the one thing I've never had in my life is something that will always be there. And I've got it through these rooms. So, thank you for letting me share, and I guess I pass.
Yeah. All right. So, I think this is Terry. I think I'm going to just go ahead and finish up with the rest of the format, unless Len gets it up for you. So we'll now have the treasurer's report. Cindy's not here. Do you mind doing it, Georgia? Thank you. The script is in there. Thanks. Oh, I see you have it up there. Joanne, thank you. Just 1 second, everybody. Okay. Hi, my name is Georgia. I'm a compulsive overeater and temporary treasurer for today. OA is self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations.